I have an answering machine in my apartment because I still have a landline. And the only reason I have a landline is because I live in a building that for some reason, that is how they communicate with you. Hmm. Like if you have a package, if someone's downstairs, that's how they buzz you. You have to have a landline phone. Which so I went and I bought, like, who has a landline phone? For years, I never had one. I had to buy a landline phone when I moved into this building just so. And then I realized, you know what? It's a good thing to have because when someone asks for your number that you don't really want to give it out, you give them the landline because it's connected. It's almost like they're calling into the abyss. You know, you're never going to answer it.
Okay. I understand 5 years ago, you having to have a landline so the guy downstairs can ring you. But now he can just call your phone.
Well, okay. So, and they can call your cell phone.
Mm.
But, okay, two things. First of all, it's easier for them just to buzz you because they just buzz up. They have a code and they just buzz up to your apartment. So that's easier for them. They can call my cell phone, except for the fact that when you and I were living on Long Island, they would call me all the time and be like, you have a package. Can you come down? Well, I'm in Babylon. Mm-hmm. So I no, I can't come down. I can be there in maybe an hour and 45 minutes. So it turned into like a whole thing. So I was like, you know what? Screw it. The landline actually comes with our Spectrum package. It doesn't cost anything mm-hmm. extra. Screw it. I'm going to keep the stupid thing. And then anytime I have to give a junk number, that's the junk number.
Does it ring?
I don't know. I don't have the ringer on.
Oh, okay. Probably. So you don't have the ringer on the phone.
No.
So how do you know if somebody left the message?
It flashes.
Okay.
Yeah, it flashes. So nobody calls that number because, you know, who has it other than telemarketers or whatever.
Hmm.
So I see it flashing and I just assumed it was a telemarketer. I was about to hit delete immediately, but then I thought, this message seems like it's actually for me and it seems kind of important. So here's the message I got, and it took me a few minutes to figure out who it was and what was going on here.
You have one old message. Thursday, 10:26 a.m.
Yes, hi. Good morning. This is Josh. We're just following up with the situation with Noah. If you can kindly call me back regarding a personal matter at 6.
First of all, I had to think for a second. I'm like, who's Noah?
Mm-hmm.
What personal matter is his real estate company calling me for? Like, it took me a while. I was like, wait a second. I got a call from, first I had to think, like, who did I know named Noah? And then I remembered my best friend was married to a guy named Noah. Okay. When my best friend and Noah first got married and first got an apartment together, my best friend was in school, still in college, and Noah had just started a brand new job. They had money, and Noah was making plenty of money, and the apartment wasn't all that expensive, but they had to have somebody co-sign for their lease. I was like, you know what? This is my best friend and his husband. I'm happy to do this for them. Of course, I'll sign. And I wasn't worried about it because I knew the character of these people and they would, you know, die before they ever had me responsible for anything. Like we go out to eat, they pay. Like there was never going to be a situation. So this was 7 years ago.
All right. Let me stop you there. A, you never sign anything that's not family. You don't co-sign for anybody. I would second guess co-signing for my kids for anything. So you never co-sign for anybody, I don't care who it is, unless they have your blood running through their veins. Second, you are Cooper Lawrence.
Yeah.
Nothing good can come of you co-signing for anybody. Before this story even goes another second longer, mm-hmm. this does not have a good ending.
Okay, so I'm now worried because I'm thinking to myself, I co-signed on a lease, but my best friend divorced. They're divorced. So this Noah person is no longer in my best friend's life. That relationship is long over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they split up like 6 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe longer. Like they were together for like 3-4 years. This was like, they got married pretty quickly. don't know, maybe it's been like 5 years mm-hmm. since they've been split up. I was told by my best friend that Noah decided to stay in the apartment and he was re-signing a lease on his own. Mm-hmm. And I said, make sure my name isn't on it because I'm not co-signing for your ex-husband mm-hmm. that I have no relationship with whatsoever. Like, why would I do that? Like, my best friend is my best friend. Like, we're like family. So I would do anything for my best friend in the whole wide world, anything.
Except co-sign.
No. And I was happy to co-sign. I was happy to co-sign because I knew it was going to be fine. And, okay. And right. So cut to, here it is all these years later. And I get this weird message from the management company saying, I need to talk to you about Noah and a personal matter. So I call her back and she doesn't answer and she doesn't return my call.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, what kind of personal matter is...
Is it a New York number or is it...
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a local number.
Right, so is she calling to see if he's single and maybe interested? Is she calling to tell me that something happened with the apartment? Did he move out and they found a dead body or a head and they want to find out where he is because they have to figure out whose head... You know what I mean? Like, there's so many possibilities here. All she said was exactly what I just played for you. Mm-hmm. I need to talk to you about Noah.
It's a personal matter.
It's a personal matter. And I'm like, what's she freaking calling me for? What do I have to do with this? And then I remember that I stupidly co-signed.
Mm-hmm.
So I call my best friend. And I said, listen, boo. I co-signed for you, doing you a favor. You're going to have to intervene here and find out what the heck is going on. Like, I'm not responsible. You are. So my best friend calls this woman and she says, the matter's been resolved, and hangs up the phone.
That's it?
That was the whole thing. That was it. So now we got to do a little sleuthing. Is Noah still living there? Is he having a problem with a neighbor? You know, first I Google him to see if he's alive. I was like, did they find a body and that's why they're calling me? Like, but then they would call the police and not me, you know?
Is he not paying and he's just held out in the apartment? What's going on?
That's what I thought. I was like, is it the COVID thing? So he's like, screw it. It's COVID. You can't evict me. I'm not paying. So they're coming to me. So my best friend was like, no, if that happens, we're calling his parents and his parents are stepping in and they're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you will not be held responsible.
So
I have the only thing we found out is that either they evicted Noah or Noah left on his own, but it was an abrupt leaving. They contacted me to, I don't know, maybe see if they can get some money out of him. Mm-hmm. Here's my guess. My guess is COVID happened. He either lost his job or he's making less money or he took advantage of that whole COVID thing that you don't have to pay your rent during COVID if you don't have a job. And they tried to get him out. That's what I think happened.
So we don't have we don't know.
No, that's the whole thing. We don't know.
What?
I know but that's what I want. So what do you think happened? I mean, she won't answer my phone calls. I had my best friend call. She wouldn't answer their call either.
Well, she says it's resolved, so no worry, move on, forget about it, write it off.
But I don't want my name on their list. I don't want them to ever call me again to be responsible for somebody I'm not responsible, an adult.
Mm-hmm. No, your name is forever linked with his name now because you co-signed.
I know.
It's always going to be part. It's like me. Whenever you Google my name, I'm connected to you.
Yeah, that's true.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's true.
It comes up. This monkey on my back does not go away. So now the monkey on your back, because you had to co-sign for, I can see co-signing for your best friend. I still wouldn't do it, but I can see that. But there's another person involved, and that's somebody that he broke up with.
Right.
So now your name is connected to his. They're going to come arrest you, and you're going to go to Russian jail.
Well, I tried to call her to say to her, take my name and my information off of your list. Mm-hmm. And luckily, see, this is smart. See, I give them the bullshit number. I give them the landline
mm-hmm.
that I never answer. So even if the Russian mob did come after me, they'd only have the landline.
I know, but they can still find you because you co-signed.
No, they can't.
Yeah, you're going. You're doing time.
I'm unlisted, and it's a landline. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could easily walk away. There's no. You can't do find my friend, find my phone, with a landline. Do you know what I mean? I feel safe.
You're doing time. This is not good.
But what was the personal issue? See, that's what's interesting. I can't decide whether she said personal issue, whether that's like a tactic they do to get you to call them back. Because they called and said, listen, you co-signed. This asshole has not paid their rent. You got to step up. They know I'm not calling them back. So if they call and say it's a personal matter, then you're like, wow, OK, I'll call her back. What's the personal matter? They know you're interested. What's the personal matter? Mm-hmm. I think that's the scam. I think they say stuff like that to you. And here's the crazy thing. As you heard, it was Thursday. It was last Thursday. That's how little I check my messages or even look at that.
Walk past that phone to see if it buzzes.
It's behind a plant. And yeah. The only reason I happen to notice it is because I went to water the plant. I saw something flashing. I was like, is there a firefly in here? Why is something flashing in my plant? And I realized it was the phone behind the plant. Somebody had left a message.
Yeah, you're going to jail. So you're forever connected to a guy. You don't even know is alive anymore.
True.
You don't even know where he is. Your best friend doesn't know where he is.
Well, he's off Twitter and he's off Instagram.
See, there's nothing good at this.
Maybe he's in witness protection. I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
No, you're going to be in jail with him. That's all I know. I'd still try to call that woman just to get to the bottom of it. Just because I want to know.
I left her a message. She didn't call me back. And
well,
that's why I had my best.
She called you back or not because you don't look at that phone.
Very good point. I should probably check the message.
Give her your cell number. Then you'll answer it.
Oh, are you crazy? I'm not giving her my cell number.
Well, don't give her a number you never check.
If she's the Russian mafia, I want to give her your number.
She's not the Russian mafia. She's the Russian police. She's going to take you to jail.
I'll give her your cell.
Good, because I want to know. Here, give her the number to this stupid show. Then she can call this stupid show. Tell her we're live every night at 7 o'clock.
That's a good point. That's a good plan.
She can call now because I want to know the answer.
Hey, if you call us and we're not live, can you leave a message?
Yeah, I just don't know how to retrieve that.
See, you're just like me with my landline. This is like having a landline.
People always call at 4:52. I don't know why 4:52 is a time. They think we're on the air at 4:52, so they call. And it was a 917 number and a 212 number.
Did they leave a message?
I think so. It says it's not available.
Oh, you got to check that. We got to hear messages from people.
I don't know. 4:52, they leave a message every day or call every day thinking that we're not live at 4:52. So when you call, I don't even know what you get.
So wait, it's the same person that calls every day at 4:52?
No, it's a different number. One's a 212, one's a 917.
What I'm saying is, so it's somebody who keeps calling from one of those two numbers every day at 4:52. That's a mystery I'd rather get to the bottom of than what happened.
No, I want to know why this lady's going to take you to jail. That's what I want to know.
I don't like unresolved mysteries. I really hate that. Like, I don't watch Disappeared. Like, there's a bunch of shows on the ID channel I won't watch because there's no solution. Mm-hmm. Like, I stopped watching Paula Zahn because she used to be like, and the murderer was. Now she's like, and she's still missing. It's like, what? I just wasted an hour watching this. You didn't tell me who the murderer is? Screw you, Paula Zahn.
Right.
I'm done with her.
That's why unsolved mysteries, I couldn't do it because I want an ending.
I want solved mysteries.
Right. I don't want unsolved. That drives me insane. Then I can't sleep at night because that guy might still be out there.
Okay, so should I keep calling this woman until I start stalking her? Should I go to her office?
Give her this number and tell her to call us at 7 o'clock. We need to call 917-310-1330. Just give her that number and tell her to call us at 7.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah. See, I'm live all the time at this number at 7 o'clock. You can always get me. Please call me back. And then when she calls, we'll talk to her on the air.
Yeah, but the problem is she considers this situation resolved. So if it's resolved, she'll need to talk to me anymore.
Well, I don't care if it's resolved on her end. It's not resolved on our end.
That's a good point. What the hell happened, lady? I know. And I called my best friend. I was like, can you find out? He's like, I'm too triggered. Oh, my God. Because they had a bad breakup. It's like, and that's the hard thing.
Now you're like, triggered.
But that's the difficult thing. Because think about this. Like, if somebody asked me to call an ex for them, and it's an ex that I had a bad breakup with, that's awkward. You know, even though it's long over and I'm in a new relationship, it's weird to be like, hi, sorry to call you.
Yeah, but if you had money things together or a kid together or a dog together or anything that would need an extra communication, then you can call.
They had a rental lease for like 2 years.
But they still had a rental lease. They still had something in their name. He can call them.
Okay, I will call the woman back and I'll give her this number. I guarantee she doesn't call us, but I will, for you, I will do that and see if we can sort of get a solution to all this.